Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. We always talk about great things here that can add value, the brighter side of life. And, of course, the holidays are here. It's party season. And I invited my friend Cece Carmichael. She's a mom like me, a chef, and a Food Network star. And she's going to give some tips on how we cannot stress out about planning our holiday festivals and cooking and all that. And so definitely I do want to remind you to get your pen and paper out if you want to write anything down. Also, you can always go to my website, KimPaganoShow.com, and listen back there. And also friend us on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show, because I always put little great tips there. So anyways, let's bring Cece Carmichael on. Cece, are you there?
I am. Hey, Kim, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Good, how are you? Good. I'm going to say it again, is I saw this little YouTube of you barbecuing in the snow, and oh my gosh, I'm telling you, it's a cold one here today, but are you kidding?
Yes, it's my favorite. When the first snowflakes come down, I get positively giddy. I start grabbing my tools, but I've got to have at least 6 inches before it's absolute nirvana.
Okay.
Probably more. Love
that. Crazy, lady.
I don't know what it is about it, but I love it.
Did your parents used to do that? Do you get that from?
Not at all. I don't know. There's something about just how I love the, I can't explain it. Isn't that so strange? Mm-hmm. I just love the way the snow feels, and I just think it's fantastic.
Okay. It just makes me happy. What's that?
I said, just makes me happy.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, we need those happy moments.
Right?
Whatever we can do to get them, I'm telling you. I'm all over that. So, Cece, tell us a little bit about yourself for anybody that didn't hear your show last year, and we need to get you on more often. So, thank
Love
you for
that.
Being here.
My pleasure. I moved to New York to be an actress, and I did over 150 television commercials. And then I went to culinary school because I thought, I want to do something else, have something to fall back on. And then I basically combined my two skills, the two only skills, because I can't type, which were being on television and cooking. And I got a couple shows on the Food Network, Fine Living Network, Oprah Winfrey Network. So it's been a really fun ride. I've also been a professional chef. I've owned a catering company. So I've gotten a little bit of everything. I work for great clients. I develop recipes. So I'm kind of in it, all different aspects of food, and I love it. It was kind of a strange career path, but I'm happy that it ended where it's ending up.
Yeah, it sounds good. So if you look at all the things that you do, what is your favorite and your most passionate thing that you do?
I think, honestly, being a mom, it's it's like you've got kids. It's just it's such an important job. It really is. I mean, everything else just falls away. But, you're building a human from the ground up if you think about it.
And your son, you said, is 12, right?
12, yeah.
Okay, I've got teenagers now.
Uh-oh.
And let me just tell you, I used to think that, getting their homework in when they were little, stuff like that was important. Oh, my gosh, those didn't even matter now. What matters is, they always say little kids, little problems, big kids, big problems, It's not that they're big problems. It's just that you have to be there when they're, when they're making that life decision that could make or break them.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important. And so people think, oh, they're older now. They don't need me as much. I think it's actually the opposite.
This is the make or break. To me, like 12 up until they're launched.
Oh, yeah.
Until they're launched into the world,
is
really crucial, because the choices coming at them are more overwhelming, and this to me is just a very crucial time. I mean, every moment has it's time with that you need to be there. But this is, I feel you. That's
I got four, babe. You got one. Well, let me just tell you, there's times that I kind of go, okay, I got that guy intact. Oh, wait, now she needs something. Now, you know.
I don't know how people
do it. You know, at the end, it's so rewarding. There's just nothing else. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now. We're talking to Cece Carmichael. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking about, planning our holiday festivals. And what do you have going on? Do you throw a lot of parties, or how do you, what's your deal?
I do. Not as many as you'd think. Considering that I give advice on it, but I do, there's been much trial and error over the years, and we're talking parties that, you know, when I got out of culinary school, I was like the biggest show off, and I would have a party and disappear into the kitchen and be cooking the, rolled pork roulettes or, just ridiculous thing, making stocks from scratch. And I would come out with the food and I'd be like, oh, there's a party going on. Oh, it's my party. I'm not enjoying my party. So over the years, I've learned, little tips and tricks that I've used to sort of get, my one mantra is to, like, get as much done ahead of time as you can.
Pre-plan and pre-cook.
Like the things
pre-cook,
that can be,
okay.
Like, let's say you want to do a chili is one of your things. If you do a...
Did you say a chili?
A chili. Let's just say a chili. You can make a chili 3 weeks out. Leave the beans out. If you're a bean person, and I love beans in my chili, leave the beans out. Freeze the chili and, seal it up, freeze it. Take it out the night before, let it thaw in the refrigerator, heat it back up, add the beans, add some fresh cilantro. You're done. I mean, so I try to have things that can be made ahead and frozen, whenever, like on a weekend when it's like, cold and rainy outside, I'm like, it's a perfect day to make chili and freeze it and put it away.
And that's me. I'm soup. The kids have to come home, and if it's raining or even cold out, Mom, you got soup. Which one did you make, So everybody has like a family thing that takes them back. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And, as a cook, as a home cook, as a chef, anybody does this, you've got, I always say about 10 go-to recipes that you get really, and this, I've gone and coached people, helped them, almost like a cooking coach. I've gone to people's houses and helped them with 10 basic recipes. And my theory is that if you have those 10 down, you can kind of riff. Once you get comfortable, and this is for like strictly non-cooks, get comfortable within those 10 recipes so you can riff and add and subtract and do your own thing, make your own spin. But, for parties, I always tell people, too, you don't have to make everything from scratch. Like, there's so many great products out there. For instance, like on a cheese platter, I actually love the sweet and savory together. So I always have, some kind of fruit spread. And, there's a great brand at Santa Cruz Organic, which is a really quality product. It's, fruit first, no preservatives, no artificial colors. It's a great product. Why would I try to do that on my own when they do it so much better? And so you just...
Right. Now, that's Santa Cruz applesauce?
No, it's Santa Cruz fruit spreads. They come in mango.
Fruit spreads. So do you put them over, the brie the brie cheese
you
and
could
stuff
do,
like that?
You could actually do that, or I have it just in a little dish. And so if you just... I don't know if you've ever had, just a really great cracker, a slice of bread with a beautiful piece of cheese, and a dollop of sweet on top. Like an apricot spread.
Yeah.
I don't know, the sweet and the savory just hits me.
I love that, too. I love that. In fact, fig jelly.
I love fig jelly.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's really good on a cheese plate. So, I'm all about,
So, Cece, since you had done this with people before, clients, going into their home and having, 10 staples that they can make that, and then they can kind of go out from there. What would be your 10?
Me personally?
Yeah, or what do you think is the easiest, that people should know of 10 really go-to meals?
I would know, I also, what I do is equip their kitchen so that, I think people tend to over-equip. They get too many, superfluous gadgets that aren't necessary, and I kind of pare it down to what you add. And it's something like a grill pan. So, having Like for chicken, a really good grilled chicken recipe that you can serve with a salad. I buy my chicken at, the warehouse stores. I put it in bags, put the marinade in the bag, put that in the freezer. It pulls in the marinade going, as it freezes.
And then as it thaws. You talked about that the last time we were on, actually.
Stuff like that,
okay.
The little tips like that. So, I can't, off the top of my head, think of my 10. I make a great chili. I make a great bolognese sauce. And those are all things, but when I make a bolognese sauce, I double it, freeze it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like such a relief on those days. That's like in New York, we order in all the time. But to be able to go, I've got pasta sauce and all I have to do is boil up some pasta. It's like a really good pasta sauce, a really good stew, in your repertoire, a really good grilled meat, a really good salad entree.
What's your favorite salad? People are so into great salads right now.
I am obsessed. I don't know. I must have an iron deficiency, kale.
I love kale. I actually am growing it, believe it or not.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
So excited.
Yeah. But I have a kale salad that's got sliced apples, pecans, and ricotta salata cheese crumbled on the top, and a a warm shallot balsamic maple dressing.
Now, Cece, do you have a cookbook?
I don't. I think I should. I have my website where all my recipes, all my little recipes go to live.
Are they on your website?
Yeah, a lot of my. I have probably 50. I probably have a cookbook right there. I just have.
Yeah, you probably do. But oh wow. Yeah. Okay. So what is your website?
Swellfood.com.
Swellfood.com.
Swellfood. That's swell. Food.com.
Oh, swellfood.com.
And,
okay.
It's just I try to make recipes that. Are uncomplicated and they can be made by a home cook. That you don't look I keep the recipe, the ingredient list small so people don't go and accessible so that you don't. You're like, oh my gosh, I've got to go to an Asian grocery store to get this. Everything that in my recipes, pretty much, without
easy
exception,
breezy.
Are easy to find. Yeah.
Now you were on Oprah Winfrey Channel, right?
Yeah.
Are you still on there?
I don't know if the show's still on. I did a few episodes about a year ago.
Okay, Homemade Simple.
Homemade Simple, and that was a great show. That was in the classic Oprah way, teaching people how to sort of be empowering people to empower themselves really, and she's very much about aha moments and making.
How did you enjoy it?
I loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
We shot in Los Angeles, and we went to people's homes. So I always love, I've done studio shows, but I really prefer getting with people.
Into somebody's home?
Yeah, I think that's
a little more personable, right?
It's really personable, and you really learn about, how people cook and what their needs are, and,
Do you think that it's kind of interesting, I always thought that people tend to make what their mom made or their, what they were brought up with. And then, you get married. Are you married?
Yes.
Yeah. And so then your husband brings in some of his favorites, but if you don't cook, you need to learn. If he doesn't cook, then you need to learn kind of what his, family is. But it's all about bringing those memories and those traditions back into the home.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's nothing that evokes... feelings and your family history than food, the smell of food, the taste of food.
They're going to bring you right back to where you were
totally.
At that point in your life, Now, did your parents, did you have a lot of home-cooked meals in your life?
It's funny, my mom was going to kill me for saying this, but, the meal, my dad was a CIA agent, and my dad traveled the world, so he would come back. He'd be in India, and then all of a sudden he'd come back, and he'd be making curries and papadums and, tandoori.
So when he came home, he would be cooking.
So he would cook, and oddly, I know my mom was a perfectly good cook, but she wasn't an experimental cook. We would have sort of the same things. It was all great, roast beef, the classic. But my dad would come home and make all these sort of exotic foods from his travels, so if somehow... that is more redolent to me, the sort of those memories of poppadoms, and I don't know, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, isn't that funny how one parent, or just, I don't know, my husband does some, Italian cooking that he's, actually we learned it together from one of his uncles, and then we created an octopus salad that we make, you know, and the kids, when we have our holidays, they're like, okay, you guys, you're making your vodka penne, and you're making your, you know, your octopus salad, and then I have some English meals that I cook, like
did my dog get in your house?
Yeah, exactly. So we had some English, almost like a shepherd's pie. And so that was, you know, everybody loves that.
Well,
so.
Your husband sounds a lot more sophisticated than mine. Mine doesn't cook anything. He cooked one meal for me, okay, when we were dating. It was a chicken stuffed with Uncle Ben's rice, and he called it seduction chicken. It was It was the last time he...
It worked.
The first and last. I'm like, where is that seduction chicken, you sly dog?
I love it. Let me just remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, this is so much fun. It's fun when you talk to somebody that, you know, you just have fun doing what you love doing. And we love cooking, and we love partying and planning. And I'm talking right now to Cece Carmichael. She's a mom like me, and she's a Food Network star. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. You know, Cece, leave us with a couple great tips for the holidays right now that, you know, we can make it easy for us and be able to have things already ready if somebody, you know, says, hey, let's have a party. You know, it's interesting. I'm a hair therapist, too, and all the girls at the salon said, hey, we're thinking about having a party. My daughter's like, oh, my mom's house. You know, we do have that party house where I can always throw. I always have stuff in.
I'm going to come visit you next time I come to
LA. Please do. There you go.
Yeah, between your husband's food and your food, and
I love it.
A fun place. And you have to tell me what the hair therapy is too. I'm very curious.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna talk. Okay.
Let's cover drinks about what people want to drink.
Oh, that's pretty important, right? Because if you got a good drink, they don't care about the food.
That's true. But you know, have something for everybody. And you know, if you feel like it, like this at Thanksgiving, I had. You know, I always start to have like something a little sort of special, like a signature drink or just a pitcher. I just made a pitcher of lemonade, and it was a really good quality. This is where I'm talking about like buying store-bought lemonade. And then I put fresh pomegranate seeds and juice in it, and it was so good. It was so fresh, and so and people used it as mixers. They loved it. And then,
so you put pomegranate seeds and pomegranate juice?
Yeah, you squeeze the fresh juice. So you have store. So here's the sort of, you know, the store bought with the fresh.
I like it a lot.
And it just had this beautiful seed sort of floating in it. And it was just gorgeous and delicious. And then everybody really likes a great cup of coffee. You know, when I always offer coffee because I think, you know, at the end of the party, it kind of puts a cap on the party, and everybody can kind of. Finally, just kind of plunk down in a chair and just savor the
relax.
Time with relax. And you know, I love coffee, and I've tried them all, and I really, there's a brand out there. I don't know if you've heard of Life Is Good. They have these great T-shirt. It was the two guys that started it, sort of a T-shirt company, and they've branched out and who knew into coffee that's really good coffee.
Where are they located?
I'm not sure where they are. They have a website. LA, they sell the coffee in the stores.
I love that name.
Life Is Good, and they give 10% to kids organizations, kids in need, and you know, I love, especially this time of year, being able to support a brand, a company that gives
too.
Back.
That's-
And then, I, yeah. you know, for all my radio people, I just have to tell you real quick about this contest, because this is so cool. And you, because you've got kids, of course, they may be too old, but I think they'd still love this. I have this gingerbread house here that's been decorated. I didn't do it. It's way too good for something that I would have done. But it's made with Airheads candy. I don't know if you're familiar. You probably
yes, Airheads.
Airheads candy is completely like moldable, meltable,
right.
And you can treat it like fondant. And you cannot believe this. this gingerbread house. It's so cute. So here's the kicker. If you go on their Facebook page.
At Airheads.
Facebook page and go on holiday contest. You can get your friends together either at a party or before a party, and grown-ups love this, kids love this, and have them make something out of the Airheads candy. Take a picture of it, upload it to the website, to the contest, and Ace of Cakes, Duff Goldman is going to be judging it. I think you have till December 16th. And he's going to be looking at everybody's pictures of all their little crafts, their little Airheads crafts.
Oh, I'm going to give this to my kids, my boys, to do this.
It's
I
so
think
cute.
My youngest one will also like it.
Go on there and check out the, they've got a picture of this gingerbread house. This is the best thing. I'm going to take it home with me.
Oh, there you go. I love it. Cece, again, as always, great talking to you. Really
me
great,
too.
Fun ideas. And I would love to have you down here when you're out here. But you know what? Let's get in touch with each other.
Yeah.
And let's swap some great ideas. But
I love it.
Right now, you gave us some really good ideas
good,
for the holidays. Yeah. And you have a really great holiday.
You too.
Where do we find out more about you?
Go to swellfood.com, or you can go to any of these individual websites, Life is Good website and the Airheads Facebook page, the Santa Cruz Organic website if you want any more
Will you do me a favor? Will you go on my Facebook, since we're Facebook friends,
oh, message
and
you.
Just put some great recipes, like one special recipe or one special tip?
Oh, I will. I absolutely will.
You got it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Cece Carmichael, Mom, Chef, Food Network star. Thank you so much. You have a really
Thanks
great holiday.
So much.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And today we're going to be talking about some important things that Carly Knobloch can help us with. It's about saving our money and spending it in the right way and how to use technology to help us save during the holidays right now. I mean, there's so many things that you're thinking that are obligations that you have to buy gifts and all that, but it's so important to really just you know what your budget is and stay within your means. So I do want to remind you, if you are just tuning in right now, every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3, you can listen to The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of life in the 805. And again, joining us right now is digital expert Kathy Knobloch. Kathy, are you there? Carly, are you there?
Yeah, Carly. Hi, I'm here. It's Carly.
Carly, I love that name. Thank you. So thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm a digital lifestyle expert. I basically, on the web and on television, I really help women try to make sense of technology in a way that helps them live smarter. So time saving, money saving, sanity saving, gadgets and digital tools that can help you actually, you know, live a better life. I love the subtitle of your show. I think it's exactly what I like to talk about, with a little tech twist.
I love it. I love it. Well, and you know, technology changes so fast that once you know, it's funny because a lot of my girlfriends, I'm like, did you get an upgrade on your phone yet? And I'm like, I just learned how to use this phone, and then I'm going to, you know, and our parents, and everybody's so nervous of that, but yet when you do make that upgrade, there's so many great things that have changed. So what's your thought on that?
Well, absolutely. And I think that it's one of the reasons why I started talking about what I talk about. I think that there are a lot of ways where people who are really tech forward can get tech news and all the latest, greatest information about technology. But there wasn't, I felt, a lot of places where people who just have other things they need to do that aren't particularly tech forward can talk about you know, get sort of the shortcuts and the quick information about technology that actually will help them, that's worth adopting, that's worth learning. And I'm thrilled to be partnered with Capital One 360 because they have so many great digital tools that make easy work of saving, which is never easy to do, especially during the holidays. So I love the whole range of tools that really help make easy work of it, so easy that you don't even really have to do much.
Let me just remind everybody that if they're just tuning in right now, that I am your host, Kim Pagano, and we've got Carly Knobloch. I'm like good with a name on today. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
And she's a digital lifestyle expert. Tell us how you got started. I mean, what is your, you know, give us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, well, I have always enjoy technology, but I don't really have a tech background. I just have really always looked to technology to help me manage my life, especially when smartphones became a thing. And right around that time, I was becoming a mom, and so I wasn't in an office every day in front of a computer. And smartphones really, you know, my smartphone became the remote control for my whole life. And so whether I'm managing my money or my groceries or staying in touch with friends and family who don't live near me, I think there's so many, you know, the tools that we carry around in our purse can do for us, and oftentimes we don't really know how to tap into that. And, you know, so one of the things that I love just in terms of the holidays and saving money that my smartphone can do for me is smartphone apps that can have coupons in them. So I don't have to clip coupons or search for coupons or dig around and find coupons or even bring them to the store. As long as I have my phone, I know that I'll be able to pull up coupons. For example, there's an app called Retail Me Not. You know, I just have to walk into the store and coupons will start popping up and saying, you know, this is where you get the best deal in the store. This is what's on sale in the store.
Oh, really? So you don't have to search for them?
Yeah, for participating stores, you don't even have to search. You can search for other stores, but for certain stores, they just start popping up at you. So talk about not having to do the work.
So what are some of the stores that are on there? I mean, so you walk in, let's just say Target, would it pop up for that?
I'm pretty sure that it would. And, you know, for some of the larger box stores, definitely that works. You know, another thing that I love doing with my smartphone and with, you know, accounts that I open at Capital One 360, my checking and savings account there, is I can automate my savings. So I can go into a tool that they have called My Savings Goals, and I can say, I want to save for a flat panel TV, or I want to save for a new smartphone. How much money do I need to take out of my savings account each week or each month if I want to have this phone? Or, you know, if I want to have it by a a certain date, and it will do all the math for you and then help you automate those savings. So you can basically say, okay, it's $20 every week. I'm going to automate that, set it and forget it, which are like my favorite words on the planet. So anything that can be
set it and forget it. I love that too.
So everything's happening automatically. You don't have to even think about it, and it's happening.
And now at Capital, so this Capital One 360, you have a savings account there. You have, do you have to have an account there?
Well, Capital One 360 is one of the biggest online banks. And by the way, no minimum to open an account and no fees. So when do you even hear that anymore? Never. From a bank.
Okay.
And they, so they're an online bank, which I love because I'm on the go and I'm online all the time. So I manage my money online. I do most of my banking online.
Where do you go if you needed to walk into a branch?
They do have branches in a lot of major cities if you need to do any kind of sophisticated sort of banking transactions. But most people, you know, they're just getting their paycheck deposited and they're making withdrawals from an ATM, and there's not really much that you need to do, but they do offer an in-person banking experience if you need it. The other thing that they're doing right now, which is so fun, is the What Are You Saving For contest, which really can help make people's goals a reality. So they have this great, if you go to CapitalOne360.com/saving for, you can upload a picture that represents what you're saving for. You can also tweet them with the hashtag saving for, the number four, and they're giving away $1,000 a day in both of those channels. So Twitter, $500, and on their website, $500 a day. And then a huge grand prize of $25,000 at the end. And you got to go check out this site, CapitalOne360.com/saving4, because you can see the gallery of everyone's pictures. There's so many people
And that really ties in, not to interrupt you, but that so ties into vision boards. And I really believe in that. Once you see what you're working towards, you know, I've been a young saver, and I've taught my kids. I've got four children, and my 19-year-old mostly, but actually they all are pretty good about it, but my 19-year-old is been racing, you know, all over the world, and he has this vision, I want to have enough money by the time I'm 21 to, you know, retire. And so he's very, you know, dedicated to saving his money. And so I think
that's
so important.
First of all, good for you for teaching your kids such an important life lesson so early. Capital One 360 actually has children's accounts, and what your son could do if he had a children's account with them is open up a savings account and then have little sub-accounts for specific things that he wants to be saving for. So he could pull out $10 a month for, you know, the vacation, the trip he wants to take to Europe, and $20 a month for a college, you know, tuition sub-account fund. So I love that he's got this vision. I couldn't agree more, especially at the Capital One 360 website /saving4, where they have all of the different pictures of what everyone's savings for. It really is like a vision board, because you go and you see.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to just share, you know, I don't know what, we have never really done allowances. You know, we give our kids kind of money as they need it, and we've asked them to, you know, when they get their birthday money or they get gifts and stuff, to always put half away, and then they can only spend half, so that you always have money for a rainy day. And I'm not sure what other parents do, but, you know, are you a mom?
I am. I'm a mom. I have two kids, and I think
And how old are they?
They're 12 and 8. And we do a similar thing.
What's your philosophy on this?
Yeah, we do a similar thing. I do have allowance for the kids, but they get it when they are an active participant in the care and maintenance of our household. So they do chores, continue to be upstanding citizens in our house, and they put their shoes away, and they empty the dishwasher and things like that. And then they do get a monthly allowance. But I have a way to partition their allowance into savings and spending and charity. And so same thing that you're talking about, they're saving, they're all, you know, every allowance that they get is divided into those thirds. And so they do end up with a mass of money that if a particular charity comes up, you know, Halloween time, UNICEF is a big thing. And if they want to withdraw money out, they know that they're putting a little extra in to a charity of their choice. My daughter has gotten really active with this dog shelter that's near our house. So she decided she wanted to pull some of her charity money out to donate to this dog shelter. So it's such a, you know, they know that they have a little reserve that if they feel passionate about something, they can make a donation.
I love it. It makes you feel so good to give back. And yet at the same time, I love how you have the allotted money, because a lot of kids will be like, I'm giving all my money to, you know, and you're like, okay. And then they're like, I want to buy this. And you're like, well, you just gave all your money. Oh, what was I thinking? So, I mean, I really think that we have to teach our children how to use money, how to save money, how, you know, and how it's such a huge transportation of all of our lives. And I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. It is the brighter side of life, and there's so many tips that we have in our life, and I'm so excited right now. We have a digital expert, Carly Knobloch, on, and she's giving us some long-term saving ideas, and one of the things I really love, what are you saving for, the campaign, and also Capital One 360. So really great ideas. Where do we find out again more about this?
You can go to CapitalOne360.com/saving4, and you can find out more about online checking and savings accounts at Capital One 360 and the contest.
Now, what kind of technology resources are available to help us with long-term, you know, is there, like, you know, different things besides just savings, but everyday life?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so much technology, I think, that can really help with long-term savings. You know, something that I just love in general is, you know, and again, you know, something I said before, but anything that I can take with me on my phone, anything that's going to be with me where I am.
What kind of phone do you have? Let's
hear
that.
Well, I have kind of one of everything because of what I do for a living. But I really do love my iPhone. It's what I recommend to people. It sort of is the most straightforward, I believe, and easiest to use. But I'm really excited about what the Windows Phone is doing right now. I think that's a really kind of brave new entry into the market, and you know, Sam, I'm kind of an equal opportunity phone person, but I do, you know, carry my primary phone as an iPhone, and you know, I'm a working mom. I have kids. When my kids were little, you know, you take a phone call at the park, or you're on an airplane or at the airport. You're not in front of a computer at a desk all day, that's for sure. And so anything that can be on my phone to help me track things, whether it's there's this app I love called Slice that helps me track packages so that I can keep track of what I've bought and what's coming, and did I miss a package? Did something get stolen off my front porch? It's called Slice. And it actually slice like a slice of pie.
Oh, okay.
And it also will let you know if there's been a price adjustment to anything that you've bought. And you don't have to do anything but just tell it what your email address is. And it's going to scan all of your email receipts and look for things that are coming in shipments and then give you all the shipping information and let you know when packages arrive. So there's things like that are great. And, you know, again, the Capital One 360 has these great mobile apps that let you manage your money and, you know, like I said, give you these little updates about your savings. So wouldn't it be great to just be like at the grocery store and get a little alert on your phone that says, hey, congratulations, you're 25%, you know, all the way to your saving goal, or, you know, you've just hit this milestone or that milestone. It just keeps you motivated and excited, and it's fabulous.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Again, digital expert Carly Knobloch, and I got your name right finally there.
Thank you.
But I really appreciate it. Some really good ideas, and I'm going to share these with all my listeners and actually with my children, because I think it is like a vision board for your money. And so where do we find out more about you?
You can find me at Carly K, CarleyK.com. And you can find out more about Capital One 360 at CapitalOne360.com/saving4.
Well, thank you, Carly. I would love to talk more and, you know, find out more about you and have you back on. So thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
You got it. You have a really great day, and we are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, where we talk about the brighter side of life. And, you know, so many of us have these things that are going on in our body, especially with women. And sometimes it's difficult to talk about or we're embarrassed to discuss it. Well, I have Dr. Roshini Raj coming on, and she's nationally recognized women's health expert and author of What the Yuck, and the freaky and fabulous truths about our body. So I do want to remind you, if you are just tuning in right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. And I am so glad that you are here. I know there's lots of choices out there, and I'm glad that you are taking, part of your life into your hands and wanting to make it better. So let's bring on Dr. Roshini Raj. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well, and I love what you're saying about your show, helping people take their life into their own hands, because that's exactly what I want to talk about today as well.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a medical doctor. I'm a gastroenterologist and internist here in New York, And I also speak on TV about health issues, really trying to educate the public about their bodies. And I also wrote the book that you mentioned, which is called What the Yuck? The Freaking Fabulous Truth About Your Body, which is a collection of embarrassing health topics, because I do find that many women are a little bit uncomfortable or embarrassed to talk about certain medical issues with their doctor, but they really do need answers. And so that's why I wrote the book, and that's why I'm here today working with Oxytrol for Women to really talk about some of these medical issues like overactive bladder that many women suffer from but don't actually seek treatment for.
Well, and now, you know, okay, so you, when you go to just your regular general,
yeah,
so many of us, do you have to go to a specialized doctor, or should we be asking those kind of questions to our regular doctor?
Yeah, I think your regular doctor is a great place to start. And, you know, sometimes it helps to write down any symptoms or issues that you might have, or any questions that you might have. Go to your doctor and discuss them. There are a lot of online resources, which are great these days. A lot of academic medical centers have websites, which are very informative, like mayoclinic.com, for example. But I think the bottom line is to not ignore symptoms, but to do something about it and explore treatment options, or talk to your doctor. You know, when we talk about overactive bladder, the symptoms are urinary frequency, urgency, and accidents, at least two out of those three. And now there's an over-the-counter option available, which is Oxytrol for Women, which is just a clear skin patch that you can wear. It works continuously for 4 days, and you need a new one. And it can really relieve some of these symptoms that can be quite, distressing for a woman.
So let's go back. So there's a patch. If a lot of women, as we get a little bit older, start to have where you can't wait to even get to the bathroom, correct?
Right, and we should distinguish overactive bladder from stress incontinence. So stress incontinence is that condition where, you know, if you're coughing very forcefully or you're laughing really hard, you might notice a little bit of leakage of urine. And so that's something different, which also has some treatments available. But overactive bladder is a more consistent urgency, even if there's no increase in abdominal pressure. Urgency, urinary frequency, and accidents that happen several times, you know, over the previous few months, that would be more suggestive of overactive bladder.
Okay. And for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805, and we're talking with Dr. Roshini Raj, and she's also not only a doctor for digestive health information, right, but also she has a new book out called What the Yuck, and how'd you get that name?
I get that question a lot. You know, I wrote this book with Health Magazine, where I'm a contributing medical editor, and the editors and I kind of sat down in a room, and we knew that we were going to be talking about a lot of these embarrassing topics, so we threw around a few titles, and that was definitely the most popular and favorite, because, you know, it has a little bit of a fun twist to it, and I really, that's what I try to do in my media work, is bring a little bit of fun into learning about your body and your health, and especially when it comes to these embarrassing topics, if you sometimes add a little humor, it can lighten the mood a little bit and get people to open up. So I thought it would be a good title.
Yeah, it is a cute name. I'd love to get a copy of that too, so that would be perfect. So question, what are we going to find in your book? I'm looking at your website, and some of the questions that I guess people have already asked you is, I feel that my body lacks flexibility. What type of exercise would be best for me? Anything, right? Anything is better.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Exercise in general gets the blood flowing to your muscles, but, you know, there's certain stretches. And, yeah, the book covers a whole gamut of topics, you know, things related to your skin and beauty or pregnancy or bathroom issues or, celebrity health trends, all these kind of, embarrassing or just maybe topics you wouldn't feel comfortable talking to your doctor about but have always wondered about. That's what's in the book. Yeah.
Wow. And you know, I love this one because I feel like I pour bottles of lotion on my skin. And somebody had asked you, how can I get the most out of my moisturizer, right?
Right.
But, I mean, as we, you know, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm, like, constantly putting on lotion. And is that something that you start to lose your moisture?
Well, I think, you know, certainly as we get older, our skin loses a bit of its elasticity, and so it does seem to feel a bit drier and less supple, and moisturizer can definitely help with that. The drier your skin is, the more you'll sort of notice wrinkles, things like that. And so, yeah, I think moisturizer is really important, especially, I think you're in California, so you don't have this problem as much as we do here on the East Coast, but during those winter months, it can get really dry, and you want to put that moisturizer on, preferably right out of the shower when your skin is still a little bit wet. That helps to trap in the moisture and keep it lasting a long time.
Okay. So, and now, you know, it's so funny, I've been actually trying their spray-on lotions now, which are really good because sometimes you just can't get to your whole entire body, right?
Yeah, that's true. Those hard-to-reach areas. That's true.
Yes, yes. So, anyway, so let's kind of go by our ages. You know, women in their 30s, what are they are expressing concerns about?
Well, you know, women in their 30s tend to be a bit more focused on fashion and beauty, and sometimes they sort of suffer for that by the things they're doing. So one thing I get questions about are the use of these tight undergarments or shapewear that a lot of women are using these days. And what are the potential health consequences of wearing those? Well, you know, if you're wearing tight-fitting garments like that often, like every day for several hours, it can create too much warmth and moisture in that area, which could then lead to the overgrowth of yeast, so potentially yeast infection. It can be very uncomfortable for women if they experience bloating, if they have irritable bowel syndrome, because there's no room for the intestines to expand when it's so tight. It can make acid reflux worse. So, you know, there are some health consequences to doing it excessively, and I certainly advise women, you know, you can use those undergarments, but I would use them kind of sparingly and not as a regular routine. Then when we move on to the 40s, this is when women generally have finished having their children and they're kind of reassessing their body and what happened to it. And one thing that I've heard some questions about, many women often notice that their feet have increased in size. They may have gone up a shoe size or two and they're wondering why. This could be caused by a hormone that's released during pregnancy called relaxin. It actually relaxes the ligaments in your pelvis, which helps the baby to come out, but it also relaxes ligaments in your foot, which increases your shoe size. So that's a normal occurrence, not anything to be alarmed about.
Every time I had a baby, my foot size went a little bit bigger.
Yeah, and that's exactly what can happen. That's true.
Okay.
And then in your 50s, this is when, you know, menopause is usually hitting and women will experience symptoms with that. But this is also the time where we see a lot of these bladder issues like stress incontinence and overactive bladder. And you know, this is the time where women may be experiencing those symptoms of urgency or frequency and really want to seek out a treatment option like the new over-the-counter option, Oxytrol, for women.
It's very informative. I love it. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of life. And we are in the 805 right now. And we're talking with Dr. Roshini Raj. And we're talking about all those embarrassing things. Why are we so embarrassed to ask about our bodily functions? Why is that? It's almost, you know, after you have kids, it definitely becomes a little less. Because it's like, okay, you're already exposed, you're already, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of women are still really embarrassed to talk about different issues. And,
yeah.
And what would you say the most embarrassing thing that your patients have come to you and, you know, with total embarrassment, but they had to talk to you about it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, accidents, incontinence really, whether it's, you know, fecal or urinary incontinence is probably one of the most embarrassing things that women have a really hard time bringing up. And I can understand why. It is something that it's really hard to talk about if you feel like someone might judge you or think that you're not clean or whatever it is. But the bottom line is this is a symptom just like any other medical symptom and can be treated if you really get to the bottom of what's going on.
So let's go back to you talked about in the very beginning of our you know, conversation here about the patch.
Yeah.
What is that again?
So this is an over-the-counter treatment for overactive bladder. It's called Oxytrol for Women. It's a medication patch, which means it's a clear skin patch. You apply it to your skin, you know, wear it under clothing. It's very discreet. And it releases medication continuously into your body. It lasts for 4 days. Then you replace it with another one. And when used for 2 weeks, it can relieve symptoms of overactive bladder, which is the urgency, frequency, and accidents.
And now, is there any pros and cons to using that? Is it, you know, if people have, I don't know, heart disease or anything like that, is there, because it is over-the-counter?
Right, well, you know, every woman is different, and I always advise when you're getting any medication, even if it's over-the-counter, you need to speak to your pharmacist about any potential interactions, any specific things you need to look out for. In this specific case, you know, if you have diabetes or a urinary tract infection, these are things that you need to be speaking to your pharmacist about.
Right, okay. And so you just have to make sure that, I mean, have you noticed anybody to be allergic to anything like this or no?
You know, in my experience, I haven't, but anyone can be allergic to any medication. That's sort of a very hard to predict kind of thing. So again, you know, if you have a history of allergies or you're concerned about that, speaking to your pharmacist or your doctor is always a good idea.
Okay, wow. Well, this has been great. Leave us with one tip that you can really help my listeners for.
Sure.
And with as we grow a little older and we become, you know, kind of set in our life and our ways, and you know, one of the things I'm a hair therapist.
Oh.
And so many people come in and they're like, I'm turning gray, I want to get rid of it, you know, and I'm like, you earned it, honor it. What do you tell people as a doctor about their bodies?
Well, I tell people that the most important thing is to really be mindful of your body, aware of what's going on a day-to-day basis. Listen to your body, and that means if you are having a weight issue, really listen to your cues of hunger and fullness. You know, if you are having a medical condition, listen to what is going on in your body that might be triggering that or making it worse or making it better. And I think it's just awareness, empowerment, so that if you do recognize something going on, that you take some action to make it better.
And that you notice that there's a difference. I think
right.
That's the biggest thing, right? Noticing that there's something different and that you need to go and make sure, because
right.
Time is everything, correct?
Exactly, yes. Earlier the better when it comes to detecting medical problems.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Rashini.
Thank you.
Raj. I'd love to have you back and really get into your book a little bit.
Thank you
so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. If you could get in touch with me, that would be great.